How we handle it. say, no aid to them unless you can aid a hostage in the United States fellowship. That's the same argument that the conservatives made. I say the conservative republic isolationists made against Marshall Plan. It's a goddamn demagogic argument. They all do it. It's totally irrelevant to the thing.
I have the targeting of the president if he had a chance to play on all his skills to a combination of brutality and terror. That we can get them over time into a precision analysis of teaching. You know, they'll never do it as generously as teaching because they are tortured for the past. But if we can get 2 or 3 years of quiet out of them, then things will consolidate to a point where they'd have to make an affirmative decision to start the war again. And where we can then make the decision whether it's our war. But if it goes to pieces this year, say, the war starts again, all your opponents have just waited to be able to say the settlement was no good. But they don't want it to go to the settlement, for God's sake. They got a ceasefire on the Great Branch of that over the weekend. Well, ceasefire on the more war than there was before. That's all bullshit. Total bullshit. I feel that the violations are about at a certain level, but most of them are insignificant. Totally. It is far, far less than it was before. And they know.
Our opponents do.
Our opponents know.
Listen,
it kills opponents.
This guy.
Here, after all, the fact
that we're not here when the deal does.
No, but I just reading the accounts of the movement. I've got to play some games tonight. I don't know.
Nothing is really. You know, first of all, we've got to realize that the announcement of the peace terms, despite what our enemies have said, was welcomed by the United States. The people of this country before. Why they have a legal embassy, 80%
of the world. That's why I think we would have tried to put it.
Yeah, the second point is that, however, today, Dent stepped off of that plane and said, it would have been an honor to serve, my country. Our country is a very difficult time. I want to express appreciation to our commander-in-chief and American people, the late Colonel General Hudson. God bless him. The whole goddamn country is
in fear. The whole goddamn country is in fear. It's just reading.
You know, I read this. It's bad. Now the people that need it coming in all over. Mr. President, this is Robert H. N. Corey, Major U.S. Air Force Shepherd Air Force Base Hospital. When we received word, Mr. President, that you had been elected President of the United States of America, I knew you were on our way to achieve an honorable peace. My faith in you and our fellow Americans never failed. Thank you for returning us with honor. I assure you we return filled with pride and faith in the future. God bless you and God bless America. And that is what is going on and what the world that is killing.
But it shows the opposite, Mr. President. After all these sufferings, these people had come home to a McGovern type bucket, that's right.
Here's another one, Mr. Freeman. William H. Means, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force. Mr. President, my family and I want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for having the courage of your conviction to do what was necessary to bring Vietnam to the land. The United States, my family. I am very proud to be American. I'm wearing a uniform for the United States Air Force. May God bless you, the United States of America. William Foote, these are all theirs. They're all the same thing. And Moore told me, said a very interesting thing happened. The critical day of December 26th. Remember, I called him on Christmas, the day before, and I said, on the day of this day, I think we presume everything will fly. Remember that word? That's when we sent 116. That day, said the prisoners, they're not saying that they're waiting for them to get out on the 28th and start saying. He said that day, because all of the guys in prison were jumping up and down, clapping each other in the back, and he said their jailers went to the bomb shelters. And they said from that day on, their jailers turned around and their attitudes started. And they said,
I simply want the men who fought, the men who died, the men who served, the men who appealed up to get credit for service to their country. That's what we want. How in America do you get credit? I really should have credit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is it you saw that to be? What do you said there's something that you all of Latin America. As I told you before, we're going to have to squeeze out and get this year to come up with us. bunch of Christians in the assembly. So the assembly, but if it's communist and socialist and the majority. See, in the French system, there's a president and a prime minister. Now, as long as the party in power is the parliament, it's the same as that of the president. The prime minister is the creature of the president. But if they get a majority different from the president, then the majority don't want to appoint the prime minister, then they make measure on the prime minister. When we do it to the president, then we lead to a total stalemate. That's what the proposed in the case, but one has to analyze those. See,
they've always been wrong and underestimated by either company, what do you call it?
In the French system, what happens is that they have two elections. They first every party runs, and then the two top parties run off. Now, as long as socialists and communists are split, the goal is to knock one of them out, and then split the runoff against the other one. And with only 35% of the votes, the goal is to get a majority in the assembly, because the opponent had less than 35%.
This time
they're united. And therefore they're not going to be knocked. They're not going to be knocked off.
So those
are going to be close. It's arithmetically. I had somebody analyze what the last election would have been if the communists. When the goalists had a landslide. And at that time, if the communists and socialists had been together, the goalists would have won with a majority of 10 instead of a majority of
Disgraceful, who will find, or who will find, the Russian respect for the press, and they held
just understand that our concern is not credit, personal, not that
credit
for the United States. But what we
did, if you had, are we going to fight this? We cannot tell 45,000 mothers why is it their kids died in vain.
That's if you had wanted to be a visitor. You could have had it in 69, but you haven't done it. The United States would not have been worth talking to. What kills these guys is that you have said the honor of the United States. They don't believe in honor. They believe in it. And those who do don't want you to say that. This is the fact of it. But we have been damn high to the moment. We really have gone along. I mean, to the person. This is a good guy who has drawn our forces. We kept our word of the United States. We got out of the soil that we should. Because we said we wouldn't see today. Jesus, what in the name of God does for the one?
They don't. They want faith. They have a commitment to faith. They want the country to be independent.
Where is the Washington Post? Why don't they write an editorial today?
Well, they should. The interesting thing is, take the Washington Post. They were 480. When it was German. The guy was named Hans. It wasn't the Nazis. The Germans, let's face it, have done in Europe pretty good. And so we're for that. Now, what in the hell is the significance here? Let me say that in Germany, we had bombed other persons. Christ, we must have killed them. I mean, half a million civilians in Germany.
No, there's more.
They did.
So
in Japan, we cleared it. We killed half a million. But in Japan, we
must have killed close.
Sure. Deliberately.
That's basic. Yeah, we killed 100,000 and a half of it. We killed 120,000 of dressing.
That's right. Right.
The difference.
All right. So we will aid there.
It's a double standard.
Now the other point is though, the Washington Post and Brundtland and Brinkley and Severon, let's face it, were all violently against the Germans. They were all privately, and some of them not so privately, for the North Vietnamese. Now, they supported aid to the nation they were against, and they opposed it to the nation they're for. Now, what in the hell is that? What in the hell is that?
They want to prove that the agreement you made, they have to destroy it. They have to make the thing fail. They don't got that well. That aid is an essential component.
Sure,
they know it's France, and they want this thing to fail.
It has to come true with France. I have made a note that you should mention more. None of our POWs be caught against me. It's very important. If they did that, we'd be around quite beyond. You see why? When they come to Christ Almighty,
church are not a strong people.
So the bishop is invited to the Australian foreign minister because they want to keep forces in Singapore. They in effect have offered you, as you picked, to call it out, an alliance.
Sure.
An alliance such as we don't have with any other country. Because basically, you can imagine the French or British asking whether or not we should do this or that or the other, they should invite this or not, never. They shouldn't. These people want to, they really want to work with us. Let me ask a couple of questions about them. Could you give Rogers a call?
Yeah.
except to protect the cheaters.
But you,
now, let's come back to the other point. We're going to see Roger go up.